Workbook Lesson 15, Verbs and Grammar. Set these books on that table, will you? I think I'll have to dismiss the maid. He assumed everyone would be there. You don't have to fill your plate so much. I like neither to iron nor to wash clothes. I forgot to congratulate your daughter on her birthday. They set new laws in this country. Does the sun set at 6:30 in the winter? I assume we'll have to do everything again. They dismissed us early from the meeting today. Do you usually iron your towels and jeans? My suitcase is already full, and I still have more clothes. I came to congratulate you on your new house. Did you set the table for breakfast? Mother assumes it will be better if we wait. I hope they dismiss us from class at noon today. We are going to have to fill the tank before we travel. Will you please iron this dress for me? We ought to congratulate our boss on his new wife. This book set me thinking about a lot of things. When are you going to set a date for your wedding? He assumed he would earn more if he worked more. Nobody was dismissed from the factory this year. Fill this bag before you use another one. I like the way you iron my shirts. Let's congratulate Dad on his new car. Put glue on these two parts and then set them together. My mother went to the beauty parlor to have her hair set. I assume we can stay here a few more days. If I don't go today, I'll probably be dismissed. Would you please fill this vase with water? We need to wash and iron all these pants. They congratulated me on my graduation. Vocabulary. Do you know who's in the management now? The deadline to pay these bills is tomorrow. Did you already read the newsletter they handed out this morning? You have to be aware of the prices before you buy anything. Do you know when the annual party is going to take place? This company has its own policies now. I'm willing to pay more if the product is good. He said outrageous things to her at the party. We usually have homemade bread at home. There is a pile of papers on my desk again. Did you leave these open safety pins on the bed? She seems to wear 50 hairpins in her hair. I was a butler for that family for many years. This is such a cheerful house. I like to come here. When is the deadline for us to finish this research? Idiomatic expressions. Bill said he doesn't have any money because he's out of a job. My neighbor said he doesn't have any money because he's out of a job. Carol said she doesn't have any money because she's out of a job. Mother says you're supposed to go to the store right away. Mother says you're supposed to go to school right away. Mother says you're supposed to go to the library right away. Lucy didn't want to read, let alone study the lesson. Lucy didn't want to read, let alone study the book. Lucy didn't want to read, let alone study the English grammar. Lucy didn't want to read, let alone study the idiomatic expressions. Bob is good at math. He took after his father. Bob is good at music. He took after his father. Bob is good at writing stories. He took after his father. Could you hand out these papers for me, please? Could you hand out these envelopes for me, please? Could you hand out these notebooks for me, please? Watch out! There's a car coming! Watch out! There's a truck coming! Watch out! There's a bus coming! Watch out! There's a train coming! Watch out! There's a motorcycle coming! I never went there. As a matter of fact, I don't want to go. He never went there. As a matter of fact, he doesn't want to go. She never went there. As a matter of fact, she doesn't want to go. They never went there. As a matter of fact, they don't want to go. Thanks for the lemonade. You're welcome. Thanks for the beer. You're welcome. Thanks for the wine. You're welcome. Thanks for the camera. You're welcome. I'd rather spend my vacation at the beach. I'd rather spend my vacation in the mountains. I'd rather spend my vacation right here.